Good morning, Sunday morning, and welcome to episode 45, probably, I think,
The Donald Trump episode.
We have the best episodes. No, I'm Alex. You guys know me. You love me. You probably don't love me, actually.
That's true. You guys know them and love them.
I'm joined by the one, the only, Tom.
Dog, I'm bringing...
All right.
You have to sing it to the tune of working at the car wash.
I'm going to the juckport.
Yeah.
Shucking at the juckport.
Oh, yep. Sing it.
God damn it. No, we can't start saying shit like shucking at the juckport into recording mics.
Because it sounds like a slur.
Yeah, it absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, real quick, just so Lyle can get the sound clip. I'm also joined by Doink Patrol.
I have
Good morning. Sunday morning.
So anyways, we had our first woman president today. Did you guys see that?
Today was a big day. It's Friday. It's Friday.
International Men's Day.
It's Girl Boss Friday, baby.
September.
Sorry, give me that word again, Tom?
It's Girl November. Boss Friday.
That was not what you said that first time.
What did I say?
I heard Girl Boss.
It's Grill Bros Friday.
It's Grill Brats Friday.
It's a special Grill Brats Friday, though, because it is nicely situated in International Men's Day and also the day that we get our first woman president for the whole day.
It was only like 4 hours.
We get a women president. We get a women's in there.
Shout out women.
I've been saying that, Tom.
So
we get coochie president.
From what I understand, they forcefully captured Joe Biden while he was working at the White House, and they shoved the camera up his ass. From what I understand,
he has multiple tubes up his ass.
Yeah, all sorts of pipes and gaskets in there.
Gaskets.
Yeah.
That implies
his shit's
like
real fucked up.
Gaskets implies that there's a lot of like
tubing.
Like saying that there's gaskets in there though, like we have to like that implies that there's a lot of like turns and
yeah,
joints that are yeah, so
have you ever seen a drawing of the intestines? They're fucking turns all over the place.
Lots of gaskets. Just
it's like
every,
got like fucking IKEA. Yeah.
At every single one of those turns that's in the intestines, there's a gasket. There's a stopper.
Yeah.
There's like something that can fully cut off all channels.
Shit.
So I'm going to ask a real serious question here. What the fuck is a gasket?
Like a little plastic, like a plastic ring that would be kind of like a buffer for most joints and like corner sections. It's like normally something that would go on like a joint attachment to just make sure that there's like no extra movement. Gaskets are kind of just like a...
So it's like a rubber stop to hold it in place.
Yeah.
At a connection point. Okay.
Yeah, but have that on his human colon.
To have that on your human colon.
I'm sorry,
colon.
Do you guys not have them on your colon? Yeah, actually, I have it on my dog colon, but not my human one.
Got them all over my human colon.
They have to send a little man in
colon.
There to have him turn all of the valves.
Yeah.
You have to get a certified technician to do it.
Got them all over my human colon.
But yeah, they put him under fucking anesthesia for, I believe it was a colonoscopy.
Yeah,
and
technically it was a colonoscopy.
Technically, he's legally dead during that time, I believe, is how a colonoscopy works.
I think it's like he's legally unconscious. I'm not sure
He's no, legally, I think he's dead on account yeah, no, of they it. Shot no, him in the
never
head.
Never mind. Okay, so he's legally dead. Let's run with that. Because that's yeah. funnier.
I mean, he's 1 foot in the grave anyways, but, you know, Kamala one was foot? Technically president.
He's 1 foot in the feet, grave? Yeah.
2 feet
it was a good. Grave. It was a good day because we had our first... like, there were legitimately places that were celebrating the fact that we had a woman president for the day. Oh, and, yeah. like, of all the days, Friday, November 19th... That's yeah. allegedly what today's date is. For all the days.
It's no alleged. To... It's just. It is the date.
I mean, it depends on what calendar all, you're using.
For all the days.
Fuck the Gregorian calendar, bitch.
For all Thomas the days.
Hey, wait. No. No, Doink, shut the hell up. I gotta dive into this. Tom, is this like how you don't believe in time zones? Are you anti-Gregorian calendar?
No, I just decided to become one of those guys on Twitter who has like a Roman statue as my profile picture and replies to like pictures of dudes who are probably fucking being like, they're so masculine. This is what men should be like.
Yeah.
And then okay, getting and my walls fucking absolutely caved in by a trans femme who's been on Spiro for like 3 months.
Jesus.
That's like the only logical conclusion to those guys, right? Like
so for the
actual episode.
Good Lord, Tom.
So for the
Tom, you need to be put down. You need to be put down like a sick dog.
No. So,
welcome to the fucking party, Alex. Glad you finally showed up.
I forget what I was even gonna say.
So we got a woman president.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So for the fact that we've had her for a whole day, that's cool. Very happy that Kamala has had her chance to assess what it might be like to actually be the president.
I'm and sure now she's loading up a high cap mag and an AR-15, getting ready to let I'm that sure motherfucker she, bark.
there she there made were it real worth people it. Who were like legitimately celebrating, though, who were like, you know, like.
Who were like, yes, I think Joe Biden is debilitated for the day. We're just
they were like, people are going to look back on this historic moment. Like no, they're fucking not. This no doesn't one is, count.
No one is looking back at this.
I think that it would be really awesome if like 40 years in the future, they were like, yeah. So actually, one time, this super old Nazi got a tube shoved up his ass, and for that reason we had a woman president for a grand total of 45 minutes, and like they were forced to study it and like remember the dates for some like bullshit US history class. I think that would be awesome. I really It'd want that to funny. happen.
Joe Biden fully had a tube up his ass and like somehow still managed to like release a statement about the Rittenhouse trial, which is like a whole other thing that we'll go into later, but it's like that Kamala Harris had her second today, and it's so funny because she just didn't have her second. Like, no one gives a fuck that Kamala Harris was president today.
What if her approval rating dropped even more from the 45 minutes that she was president?
I'm sure okay, it did. Like, so
that's another thing that I really, really would love to talk about, which is the fact that Kamala Harris's approval rating is currently sitting at about 26 to 28%, depending on who you look at. And yeah. That is the lowest held by any sitting U.S. vice president, including Ever. Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, who, when he left in 2008, after quite literally shooting a man in the goddamn face, still had an approval rating of 30%. And that is the absolute funniest thing to ever come out of this presidency.
Yeah, like, she hasn't even done anything. She hasn't taken any action. She's just, it's just people hate her as a person. That's the funniest
Turn
thing.
Up.
Like, Dick Cheney, Dick Cheney was at 30% because people were like, hey, his conduct here and his management of the Iraq war, I don't like these things, blah, blah, blah. People just hate Kamala, like, as a person.
Which is good.
Yeah, because she's easily one of the most unlikable people ever to exist in the world.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't even, like, scroll on this article to figure out how unliked she is.
Hey, wait, hold on. What about Milfadelphia?
Milfadelphia?
Okay, so are you saying this in relation to Kamala, or?
Fuck no.
Okay, good, because I was like, I don't know about that.
No, I don't know. I just meant as a broad concept. What do we think, Dean?
Okay, so
that's all the context you get. Don't ask me to explain anything, because I won't. That's all the context.
I like the first half. I don't like the second half. First half is MILF, which is good. Mm-hmm. Second half is Philadelphia, which I'm not really a fan of.
I don't know. I feel like Philadelphia is just kind of what happens if you, like, turned Fortnite into a real place. Like, it's just like a battle royale in an entire city.
That's Coney Island is what that is.
Ugh.
No.
I thought Coney Island was a bunch of, like, dumbass middle-class New Yorkers.
Well, that's most of New York.
That's true.
But I'm not wrong.
Yeah. No one likes Kamala Harris is kind of the shorthand of what I'm learning.
What's her net?
I did
like
three.
What's her approval, disapproval?
So we're looking at 28%.
Sure.
So that's a good number. 28.
That's solid.
So that's her approval. What's her disapproval?
I don't know, man. What?
Because I wouldn't be if her approval is 28, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, her net, you know, approval minus disapproval, I wouldn't be surprised if that was negative.
Oh, fuck.
Which
no,
is
me neither.
Way funnier.
You're way right. Because she deserves that. It's like absolutely what you would understand to be the opposite of what she's understanding. But I'm seeing that the vice president's approval rating is 28%. Joe Biden has a 49% approval rating.
Are you fucking shitting me? Hold on. 49% of people are like, yeah, this is good, actually.
49% is crazy. That's
you gotta remember, I don't think Trump dropped below like 40.
49% is wild, though. Like, that's so many people that are like, yes, this is good.
I think Joe Biden might be the only person who has managed to piss off more people than Trump did, to be totally honest with you.
But it's like, it's not like overt, like, it's like he should have pissed off more people by now, because people should be like cognizant of what the fuck is going on. And people should be like, oh, this is what's happening in my life. And I'm getting this same treatment by this guy that like claims to be here for me, but isn't. So Joe Biden should technically be getting higher approval ratings, but isn't, because he's just kind of the same.
I mean, it's like Eric fucking Falwell tweeting today about how this means that you need to go out and vote. And it's like, go fuck yourself, yeah. Dude. Like, what do you mean we need to go out and vote? The right motherfuckers, quote unquote, are in power now. And here the fuck we are. So, like, what are we voting for?
Nothing.
Like, Republicans are going to absolutely stomp them out in the fucking primaries, like in the midterms, because all they have done is just fall through on their promises, completely just fuck over their entire base and alienate anybody who had any semblance of hope, with the exception of suburban soccer moms.
You don't understand what's going on here. If we go to the polls, if we go vote, then maybe we can get a Democratic majority in the Senate and the House and have a Democratic president. And then we'll
crazy.
Be able to do something.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I really wish. I think in my
ideal
world.
Wouldn't it be
world,
crazy if we had all of that?
That sounds fake.
Yeah. Like I said, I think in my ideal world, we would have a president whose biggest scandal was that he wore a tan suit one time. That's who I want in office.
What about the time when he did all those bombings?
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the suit. That was.
But he wore the suit.
So. Yeah, he wore the suit.
And he looks sexy in it, so it's like,
which made extra, me want to kill him even
like,
more.
You gotta, you kind of have to like let it go because it was a tan suit and it was also kind of sexy. So
sorry, it was okay. Kind of unfortunate that Obama was our first president.
Wait, we're talking about Obama?
Obama's our first president in a long time who didn't look like old boot leather.
Obviously, you missed out on Andrew Taft, but okay, go off.
Who?
His ass stuck in a bathtub.
Yeah. William Howard Taft?
His name not Andrew? No.
Andrew, sure.
Are you thinking of Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson, William Taft, whatever.
Who's Andrew Jackson?
The racist one.
Yeah, wasn't he the Trail of Tears guy?
The really racist one. Andrew Jackson is like the full-on like slave owning one.
Like the genocide Taft, guy, Taft like the actual like, genocide guy.
Yeah, Taft was just like a chill fat guy.
Taft was a chill fat guy that got stuck in a bathtub.
I thought that was Garfield. I was thinking of Andrew Garfield. That's who I was thinking of.
We need better
Andrew Garfield, the Spider-Man actor.
Fuck!
Andrew Garfield, the guy that hates Mondays.
Tom just left.
So the Staples Center. Who knew that the Staples Center was up for a renaming? Because I had no fucking idea that the Staples Center was up for a renaming. And I guess it
Where's
was.
Where's the Staples Center at?
The Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. Home of the Lakers.
Yes.
And the Los Angeles Kings. And a bunch of other teams. So many teams play at the Staples Center. But they will not be playing at the Staples Center anymore. Because it is now going to be called the Crypto.com Arena.
They just bought it, Crypto.com. Just said, hey, we want a stadium.
Whatever the fuck Crypto.com. It's like, I didn't even know that Crypto.com was like one of these major players. And they were just like, yeah, no, we're totally just gonna buy this entire stadium. So
it
they did.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, you know.
It does.
Staples Center. That's nice. Crypto.com Arena. It just sounds.
Even though Staples Center is like still the name of some fucking company, it's like you can name so many companies that could make good arena names before you get to Crypto.com. Like the Texas Roadhouse Arena.
Like one of the arenas we have in St. Louis is the Enterprise Center.
Hmm.
You know, that like that works.
Great. The Geico Supercenter. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like you have
Busch Stadium.
The Coors Banquet Arena. The
I want a Coors Banquet now.
I don't know. I'm just like trying to think of
said I want one.
Oh, I would love a Coors Banquet. Please.
It should be here in momentarily.
You know, the Pabst Blue Ribbon Stadium. Anything, literally anything other than where we're at with the fucking crypto.com arena. It's fucking insane. It's so funny to me personally because not only do the Lakers have to play there, but like Los Angeles hockey and basketball fans have to deal with it. And me as a New York basketball fan does not have to deal with it. So that's just good news. And it's just so bad. It's just so bad to try to act like the crypto.com arena is normal.
I think it rules. At this point, I'm kind of an accelerationist, to be honest, with the whole crypto shit. I want it to get as big as it can, as fast as it can, so that it fucking explodes in the face of every horrible, annoying guy that you have ever had to deal with online.
So you're saying you want...
I want them like to lose their homes and...
I want an LA Kings NFT immediately.
Yeah. instead of like jerseys, they're going to do that. But like, it's interesting because I also want it to explode. And it's like, I feel like it naturally, like there's, so it's a 20 year, it's a 20 year deal for the crypto.com arena in LA. And it's like, I don't put a 20 year expiration date on crypto just in general. Like, I don't attribute that to crypto. Like, I fully believe that it will. I've always believed that it will be gone before fucking 20 years from now. Like, why would crypto not go away in 10 years?
I don't think it's going to go away because it's been around for like 10 years already. Almost. It's been around since like the,
well, it's not that I think it'll, I think it'll,
it's going to decline in the popularity.
The bubble will pop. Yes. And yes, we're going to have a crypto.com arena that's like, I don't know. I don't think any of the money that actually went into that arena is crypto, but like, even still with just the name, it's like, I think we're much closer to entering a time where we have the bubble pop rather than having that go exponentially well
for 20 years. Yeah, yeah.
And if the bubble pops halfway through that 20 year contract and the Lakers announcers have to continuously say, "Welcome to the crypto.com arena," when crypto doesn't exist, that's all I can ask for.
That would be awesome. That would be so funny to just hear like the little bit of like tears getting caught up in their throat as they have to call it the crypto.com arena.
Just like, and welcome everybody to the crypto.com arena. No, you cannot invest in this because
she fungible on my token.
She funging on my token. Yeah. I'm tweeting that. Fuck you, Alex.
Yeah, it's all right. All right. Thank you guys for listening so far. This episode has been a little wild, but we're having fun. As always, you can find all of our stuff on our Twitter at @Sunday_pod. We have a link tree there that has all of our links to everything. It's also got a link to our brand new website that I built. It's a kick-ass website. It looks good. It's got all of our lovely guests on it. It's got transcripts, all the same shit the old website had. This website just doesn't suck. There's still some broken links, so nobody fucking tweet at me about those. I will shoot you. I won't shoot you. I'll just be a little peeved. But that's that's all I got. We're going to talk about some other stuff. Fuck. God damn it. Cut this part out, Lyle. I will let you guys hear from Anchor, and then we'll get back to the episode. Christ alive. Lyle, please edit that for the love of God.
Wait, I'm a bee.
What if Kyle Rittenhouse, then what?
Tom, please. I need you to just make it through the next 30 minutes with the minimal.
It's legal. It's apparently extremely legal. So
I know, but I don't want our.
Oh, what? You don't want us surveilled?
No, I'm fine with that. I don't want them to kill me. They're going to hear what you said. Come to my house and put a 50 cal into my soft little human skull.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, honestly, I think that would be an appropriate punishment. Just drop a piano on him and then, you know, like Looney Tunes style, and a big, big bump comes out of the top of his head and there's like birds going around his head and shit.
I was
going
to say he's got two little lines that look kind of like a gyroscope that are like rotating around him as like bird whistles play. Yeah.
Either that or we put him in a big crate labeled Acme, and then there's a bunch of dynamite in the crate, and it blows him up, but he's only burning from, like, the butt region, and he launches over the horizon. I mean, it's reprehensible, but, like, we were talking about this in the pod group chat. Like, nobody's surprised. The trial went the way it was going to. You know, the jury was entirely white people who were selected. You know, they didn't let people on the jury who saw the Confederate flag as
a hate symbol,
which is like everybody who's not racist. So the jury was pre-selected to be racist. You know, the judge was very, very clearly on the side of the defense. The prosecution was stupid. Every element of the American criminal justice system was already designed to let Kyle Rittenhouse murder people.
Yes. Everything worked according to plan. Like that.
Why is anybody surprised that it worked out the way it should?
It was a beautiful display, if one might.
Like, I get it. I totally understand people wanting so badly to believe that it's going to happen this time. Like, this was such a flagrant and egregious act of politically motivated racist violence. And it was caught on camera. It was majorly reported for a long time on every major media outlet. And so I totally sympathize with people who thought that, like, okay, maybe this is going to be the change. And, you know, and like you said, it's everything in our legal system was completely designed to work exactly in this manner, to get off exactly people like Kyle Rittenhouse. And it has set the precedent that this is okay and that this is allowed. And as long as you are a white supremacist, you can go out and you can kill whoever it is that you want to, because you will not face legal repercussions in the United States.
I think part of it is people got a little bit of hope because we got Chauvin, like Derek Chauvin, you know, faced.
Yeah, it was kind of like we got that one and like that was what we got.
Exactly that. And they decided that was good enough. They said, oh, well, they got him. So like we're good with everything else.
I think that people have a false sense of hope. We got Chauvin, and we are most likely the guys who killed Ahmaud Arbery are most likely going to get convicted and face, you know, sentencing. So I think people see those two in a short time frame and they go, oh, you know, maybe the criminal justice system can work, not realizing that those two are the exceptions to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases that are like this, you know?
Yeah. And I honestly think that. So that kind of bullshit, you will continue to see it over the next couple of weeks. But I've already seen it where it's like people are using this as the Democrats are using this as an opportunity to campaign. And to me, that is way more like sick and twisted than the outright actual fascists cheering him on, because they say, you know, oh, well, if you vote for us, we won't do this to you, even though they are exactly the people who are doing it to them.
Yeah, it's the thing that I always say, and that I think, you know, some other people have echoed, is, you know, I would rather be just straight up full on attacked by a right winger, by somebody who I know hates me and I know wants me to die, than get something from a Democrat, because the right winger says it's good that Kyle Rittenhouse murdered these people. The Democrat says, hey, we need to take this. We need to go to the polls, and through the power of electoralism, we can fix this. And you end up in the same spot. You end up with two people dead, Kyle Rittenhouse getting off, and no change in the system in any way. But one of them is honest about what's going to happen and the other one's not. You know, if I know you hate me and want me to die, I can prepare for that. But if you deceive me and tell me that you don't want me to die, then you catch me off guard when you try and murder me.
Yeah, yeah. When you enable all of the things that are symptomatic of the culture that we have that enable the death of people, it's like, oh, exactly. Well, wait, hold on. And it's like, yeah, like it has always been like this. But I mean, that is that is the craft of the Democrat bullshit. The Democrat scheme is you've got all of these people who have perfectly figured out how to play up that they are going to be the savior. They are going to be the protector of you, of the people who are fighting, of the people who are downtrodden. And it is becoming so increasingly impossible for them to maintain that facade. And I think a lot of people are seeing through it, but at the same time, you've also got a bunch of people who are buying into it harder than they ever have.
Yeah. Yeah. It's caused people to double down on what they already believed. The Democrats already believed in shitty, you know, milquetoast neolib, you know, electoralism. And they're doubling down on that, saying if we vote, if this we vote won't enough anymore.
Yeah. Go, you know, I saw one tweet and it was like, local elections matter. Like, you need to go vote these people out. And it's like, yeah, that is absolutely true. You're right. Like, local elections do matter. And there is a lot of power to be gained by progressives in local, whether it is, whether it's a judge, school whether board. It's a school board. Yeah. Whether it's a mayoral election, any sort of local politics absolutely matters more. And I truly believe that people organizing within their communities are going to be able to accomplish more than any fucking senator or like literal arm of the state who solely exists to protect their status as an arm of the state. Like, yeah, it does matter, but it, like, we are not going to vote away white supremacy. We are not going to vote out and weed out all of those judges. I mean, a perfect example of this is just looking at the fucking gains that QAnon people have made in recent elections. I mean, I think we talked about it like two episodes ago. There were seven Republicans who were at the Capitol on January 6th who were elected.
So, yeah.
And like, that is so fucking crazy. Like, we have like actual literal fascists who are just gladly taking office, and you have a bunch of people who are welcoming them with open arms. I mean, we are headed down a rabbit hole that, I mean, I don't think there was any escape from since like 2003, but
no. I remember what I was going to say. It was the thing I worry about with this is that there will be escalated violence. And like,
yes,
I know know that there's already violence, and I know that, you know, the police and fascists are already, you know, attacking us and killing us. But I'm worried that what's going to happen is that leftists are going to arm up, and, you know, Black Lives Matter protesters and, you know, all of these sort of groups that are aligned for justice are going to arm up to protect themselves and are going to, you know, get huge jail sentences and, you know, get a ton of repercussions. And then the fascists are going to escalate their violence because of that and kill even more leftists and leftists. You know, I'm worried that it's just going to decimate the population of people who are looking out for justice.
Yeah, who are actively fighting, because that is the pass that they have been given by the state. The Department of Justice has said, yeah, this is fine. We don't give a fuck, because it helps them. They have the same end goal.
Yeah, we're at the point where one group has legal precedent and legal ability to slaughter the other group. But there's, you know, it's not like open warfare or anything like that. It's just fascists are allowed to kill black people and leftists, and that's it.
And as long as you've got enough money to pay for a good lawyer and you get in the right courtroom, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. You're untouchable. I mean, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse in 24 hours had like, well, it was like $3 million fucking dollars raised for his legal fund.
Yeah.
Like,
and I also worry that people aren't going to protest because of this, because, you know, I was not able to go to any protests summer 2020 because I had a family member who was like super high risk for COVID, and I was looking out for the safety of that family member, you know, but I supported people who did go, and a lot of my friends went. I think people are going to stay home for their own safety and for the safety of their families. If the what's going to happen at a protest is not you will get COVID, but you will get hunted down like a dog and shot.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Black Bloc guys are still going to be there, you know, because they're always there. But, you know, the girl down the street who just this is her first protest or whatever the fuck, She's not going to go.
I mean, look, like, obviously nobody else is looking out for our communities. Like, people, like, the state doesn't give a shit. Our neighbors don't give a shit. Like, it is literally up to the people in your community, the people in your circle, to be willing to, whenever the time comes down to it, protect them in any way, shape, or form that comes up. Whatever you have to do, you have to do to protect yourself from fascists. And I absolutely believe that, because the only way that these people can be met, and increasingly so, is with force. Because we've rolled over. We've tried doing the peaceful protest, and all that happens is you get more people who are killed, you get more people who are brutalized at the hands of the police. And there is nothing that any of us can do about that in a grand scale, other than doing what we can to protect our local communities. And I truly believe that, and that's at the root of what I'm saying. You know, I'm not saying go out and find some guy who's like reposting Trump TikToks and shoot him in the head. I'm saying that when it comes down to it, like, it is everybody's responsibility to be willing to make that decision, to be willing to fight for what they believe in, because the fascists are going to do it. The Nazis are actively doing it in this country. And if there is any hope at overturning that, they need to be met with a similar force.
Yeah, that's what I was saying with worrying about, you know, changing the face of protest, because it's going like you're saying, people know, like, we are now going to be met with this sort of violent and, you know, lethal force.
Assumption that you can get away with that, because why would you, in other senses of that action, why would you not be able to get away with that? Like, why would you not be able to cross state lines and go to a protest and fucking gun people down, as long as you get in their face and you establish a precedent that you are, quote unquote, defending yourself? Mm-hmm. As long as you put yourself in that physical position where you're, quote unquote, defending yourself, it's like, you're fucking good.
I'm worried it's going to change the face of protest, though, because it's
absolutely, you know, yes.
Like I was saying, fascists are bringing violent and lethal force towards people like me and you, and people working for the same causes that, you know, that we are. And the response to that is going to be, you know, leftists and Black Lives Matter people arming themselves. And, you know, that is the response that should happen. You know, you can't peace march your way out of, you know, violent fascism, but we are going to lose a huge portion of the supporters. You know, most of the people at the George Floyd protests, I would be willing to bet, were not hardened protesters with experience and training and who had worked in that space. Mm-hmm. Most of those
I wasn't until I started going to those protests.
Yeah. And
Like, all I had done was, like, canvass a couple of times for, like, a couple local politicians, and then when I worked on the Bernie campaign, like...
Yeah. And that's how most of the people in my circles were, you know, inexperienced at protest, inexperienced at political activism, and this was the first time that they had taken to the streets and shown their voice. That is not going to happen anymore, because those people know that they will be shot and killed if they go do that. So it's going to be...
It is
the most violently armed fascists versus, you know, I know it's not black bloc is not the most accurate term, but it's going to be the, you know, the guys that you see on the front lines and all the protest videos.
We haven't anything close to black bloc. Like, black bloc, I fucking wish black bloc still existed. Like, that would be it. It does exist, but, like, by the majority that it would be able to effectively counteract any fascist action. It's like, we are so not there.
It's the there are dozens of us meme from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is, but. I mean, what I was trying to get across is, like, you know, the people that you see on the front lines in every, at, you know, at every protest, there's, like, you know, 300 people behind them. And then there's the like five guys and girls in the front. There's probably some NBs up there. Who knows? But they're, you know, they're up in the front and they're wearing like personal armor and they have, you know, a backpack full of water and milk for tear gas. And they come prepared and they, you know, they have goggles and all of the tools that we've learned over the, you know, America's time at resisting fascist violence. Those people are going to be the ones who are left, not the kid from down the street. And so we're going to lose a lot of the volume of people that we need to maintain a coherent protest movement.
And frankly, by like the precedent that's been set as of like a couple hours ago, it's really fucking hard to predict like the future of that and what that looks like, because it's fucking bleak. I mean, we know what the answer, we know the fun and cool answer, but it's also like,
it's not even a fun and cool answer. In my opinion, it's like, man, that sucks. Like the fact that I am like, I'm going to have to buy a pistol so that I can walk out of my house and go demand that other people aren't like murdered by fascists that are employed by the state. But it's like, I feel like that is the only reasonable option at this point, again, especially given the precedent that they set a couple hours ago.
Like when casual protesting becomes like a requirement where you have to be fucking armed to do casual protesting, it's like, cool. Yes, yeah, everyone should arm themselves. Super.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Super stoked about the fact that everyone should want to arm themselves, but it's like when we're entering a stage where like everyone who's going to protest needs to be fucking armed, it's like,
that is hell world.
That's a whole other, we are, that is a whole other thing. That is civil war. We are, that is a civil fucking war.
Well, we're already getting into civil war. We're not there, but it, goddamn, we're working on it.
I'm going to become the warlord of my apartment complex in Colorado that is mainly populated by old people. I'm going to force them to give up their Oxy 30s at gunpoint.
Aren't you already doing that?
Yes, but it will be more accepted.
But it will be okay. At a higher rate, and it will be more accelerated, and
it'll be done with less fear.
Bigger, yeah. Profit margin, so.
Oh, so less of like a robbery and more of like a tax.
Yeah.
So do we want to like, I feel like we need to kind of like ruminate on this fucking judge. Because like, what was, but also like, what the fuck was that trial?
It was literally like watching a fucking bit out of a sitcom.
Yeah.
Like it was. And
I'm sure all of our listeners have been watching the Rittenhouse trial. Like I don't know anybody who's interested in our type of content who would not have been keeping a, you know, laser focus on this. But
I mean, I didn't even really keep a laser focus on it. It's just like, it fucking comes to you. Like, but
that's
Tom,
what I'm saying.
Tom a while ago was like, what actor Schroeder remind me of? And like, I literally could not shake Jeffrey Tambor from my brain.
He does kind of like, look Jeffrey, like Jeffrey Tambor.
Like, he is Jeffrey Tambor, like to his bones.
I am trying so hard because he literally, like, he physically looks like a different actor, and he plays, oh my god, I'm trying so fucking hard to remember what it is that he's in. I can't remember it, but it literally looks like somebody just put the FaceApp filter on this guy, like the old FaceApp filter,
and made him a judge.
Yeah.
No, the thing that blew me away was that, like, yeah, we've all seen that he's been, you know, leading a biased trial and that he's been doing, you know, a bunch of shit that has basically made it clear that Kyle Rittenhouse was going to get off. But he was also doing, like, weird old man shit. he was doing like weird old man shit. Like there was that today, I think he was reading like a cookie magazine.
Jesus.
Like, no, like a, I sent like that today. He was like,
for like Christmas cookies in the courtroom.
It was during a recess, but he was like fully reading a like cookie catalog. And there was like, there's not even like enough time to like go through the shit that like everyone has seen this motherfucker do, because like he has been, oh my God, it's like the shit that's fucking happened over the course of this trial that he has allowed not only like Kyle Rittenhouse to get away with, but like also just has allowed himself to get away with. It's just like, it's fucking insane.
I mean, I think the craziest part, it was also like the funniest part, but absolutely the craziest part is whenever he was talking about how video can be manipulated and changed whenever it is focused on. And he spent about 45 seconds talking about how his friends only ever text him basically to tell him what a piece of shit he is, and then assured everybody that it was a big joke, but they always text him what a piece of shit he is in extreme detail. And
yeah, like not like him, text. Him not yeah, being I able think. To like distinguish between like what is a joking video from his friends and like also what is a fucking text message. Like this dude literally doesn't. He spent almost an entire day in court trying to like conceptualize his idea of a fucking text message and like a photo that is acceptable to receive as a text message.
And the most insane,
and he couldn't like,
sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just like I'm thinking about him just like making the entire deal about how he stacks his
yes
text message receipts into like one giant document and then uses that as like
and then
the
emails
justification
it to himself.
And then emails him to itself and like uses that as the reason why he can't understand like other text messages being sent as evidence, is because he stores his text messages as like massive documents that do not get stored properly.
Yeah.
That's part of the thing that bothers me about just government and the judicial system, and honestly a lot of corporate stuff as well. I noticed this at my job. People just don't know how to fucking use technology, and it impacts other people's lives. You know, there was that there was that time when the senators were interviewing Mark Zuckerberg and somebody was asking him about their fucking iPhone. Like this,
someone's like, by the way, while we're on the topic, let's just figure out my phone.
No, he thought Facebook made the iPhone. There's this judge is responsible for determining legal precedent, determining the guilt of a murderer, you know, all this sort of stuff. And he's unable to actually process the technology that would allow him to make a decision on that. Like the fact that this judge is an old boomer dipshit absolutely had an effect on how much, you know, like the verdict basically.
Yeah, of course, because the amount of shit that got in the way is like so monumentally insurmountable. It's like I can't even begin to go over the things that I kept seeing from this fucking from Schroeder. What the fuck is his name? It's fucking insane. The stuff that was like gotten away with during this entire court case. It's like, I do not understand what happened here. I don't understand how he was even appointed as a fair judge. It's like, the system is obviously like, you know, we all fucking know the system's broken. We all know that it's not even designed to punish someone like Kyle Rittenhouse in the first place. It's obviously not going to be designed to deliver justice to anyone who might deserve it for whatever they might do. It's like someone...
We should probably just end it because we're kind of talking in circles a little bit.
I mean, it's impossible like not to talk in fucking circles about this. Like, it is just so, yeah. Like, it's all the same bullshit at every fucking turn. Like, it is just the fact that the state enables, encourages, and fucking incentivizes this sort of behavior. It's just so difficult to analyze this outside of any frame other than like, this is the exact white supremacy set in motion very intentionally by the United States.
Yeah.
It's so fucking infuriating on every level.
And it's also unfortunate because it basically takes if you look at this, you can understand this through the lens of other things the United States have been involved in. You know, the same forces are at work during this trial that were at work in Iraq in 2003, you know, that were at work during the Rodney King beatings, you know, that were at work in fucking Cuba back in the 60s. You know, it's the same power structures. And, you know, the results are a little different. They change it up for flavor.
Yes, but they adapt the marketing every couple years, but it's the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's what's easiest.
Yep. And it's become a fine-tuned, well-oiled machine at doing exactly that, which is just propagating white supremacist capitalist fascism.
Love it.
I like can't even fucking put it into words. It's just like the fucking precedent that this set, and it's just like people are already, you know, you're already seeing fucking reactionaries totally dismissing the fact that this sets a precedent that you can just go and shoot protesters.
Because what Shu thinks of this.
No. Bad. Nope.
I'm sure it's super sane and normal. I'm sure her so and Bosch and Merrick all have extremely good takes on this.
Oh God. Bad.
Yeah, no, not okay.
What if we killed Bosch? You know.
Okay, what if all right, we thank you guys for
Bosch. I mean, what else do we have to talk about?
Because, I mean, we can keep talking. It's like we can keep. I feel like we're not. I mean, you said we were talking in circles, but like I also feel like we're not. I don't know.
We are also an hour 15, which is why I'm trying to.
Oh, Christ. We're an hour 15. Are we really? Jesus.
That's crazy. Wow. Okay. So we can talk about Mayor Pete if we want.
Fuck no. Absolutely not.
Wait, no, I literally did not watch that movie for no fucking reason.
No, it wasn't for fucking reason. We are doing it next week. This is way too long. I'm literally going to
talk about the Mayor Pete movie. I don't give a fuck.
All right, well, I'm stopping my recording. You literally didn't watch it at all? No, literally not a minute of it.
Nope, not even kind of. Oh my God. We will talk about it next. You're overestimating how topical the Mayor Pete movie is.
I hate you guys so much.
I hate me too, so join the fucking party.
All right, fine. Well, then let's... Fine. Good morning, Sunday morning.
All right, thank you guys for sticking with us today. Hope you enjoyed the episode. We will be back next week with Lyle and Zach. We're going to be talking about the Mayor Pete documentary. In which he is just the worst husband in the entire fucking world. As I've always said, we suck. Goodbye. No, just kidding. You can find us online at Sunday_pod on Twitter. That is where all of our social media is. We've got a link tree there that's got links to everything, including the new website that I told you about at the break. Please, God, go there. I've spent so much time on that. That is about all I have for you guys, though. So we will see you next week on Sunday. Good morning, Sunday morning. See you, bitches.
Good morning, Sunday morning.